First of all, yes, if you didn't already know, women's football is a thing. There is the Legends Football League, a.k.a. the Lingerie Football League. It is exactly what it sounds like. Helmets, cleats, shoulder pads, and very little else. Then, on the fully clothed front, there appear to be two main leagues. There's the Women's Football Alliance, which includes the West Michigan Mayhem and the Detroit Dark Angels. The WFA puts out affirming promo videos.
Well, with women's football, what most people don't understand is that we really are playing the true game of football. We have on the pads the helmets, we hit each other. We run, we roll out, we have big passes. The hits are sometimes loud enough you can hear them.
And then there is the Independent Women's Football League, which is now home to the brand new Detroit Pride.
There you go. There you go.
They trickle into evening practices after work and school, stretching, putting on full pads, taking a couple laps around the field. Jayla Brown is 18. She says she started out wanting to play wide receiver, but coach has her playing more at tight end these days.
I like hitting now. Like, I have all sisters, and we always wrestling at home and stuff together. So my friends are like, don't stop fighting with your sisters. And so it's like, now I can do it, and don't nobody yell at me for doing it no more.
As you can guess, Brown, like a lot of the women here, grew up wanting to play football.
My daddy had me while he was in high school, and so he took me to all his games with him. So, and then he played semi-pro for the Saints, and so he always watched, and I was like, I want to play too.
And then there is the quarterback, Danetta Jamison, a.k.a. DJ. She says she just graduated from the University of Michigan, and she heard about the Detroit Pride when her mom saw it on TV, freaked out, videotaped it really quickly, and then sent it to her.
She know I love football, and I've been waiting to play full contact, because I'm very physical, so kind of don't like flag football. So when she seen this opportunity,
five two,
yes, but very physical. So that's where a lot of people underestimate me at, and I like that.
Ever since January, the team has been practicing 4 days a week, rain, snow, whatever. But injuries have been an issue, says Jamison.
We actually had two people recently, they broke their ankles. We haven't even started our first game, and we're losing people already.
And of course, nobody here has played full tackle football before. It sounds obvious, but when you've never had the chance to play peewee, high school, college, then getting adults to the level of play that fans expect for a football game, it takes a ton of time. I mean, you're not just learning the playbook, you're learning how to block. Head coach Trey Craig.
That's the biggest challenge, is that, you know, you have some that have no experience, you know, you have some that played backyard ball, and you have some women that are just, you know, just natural athletes, but, you know, it's more or less just, explaining concepts of certain things.
The Detroit Pride has its first game Saturday against the Toledo Rain at home. The owners say they have already sold 100 tickets. In Detroit, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.
Oh, that's perfect.